have your attention. I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the R-rated podcast.
Dub dubs. This world still got a chance. Yeah.
It is Halloween time. A boo to you from me and my crew. This is the Bar Rated Trivia Weekly Update Podcast of one and only Bar Rated Radio, sponsored this week by the Thomas Hooker Brewery, Bluefield, and Hartford. My name, of course, is Rob Gornberg, owner of the Bar Rated Entertainment, and this is the podcast number 5 for Trivia Game Week, October 30th, 2017. It's a very special Halloweeny game show for you, and actually, we'll be talking about all the Halloween festivities we'll be giving to you this week at our games. Now, if you haven't heard of us again, we're the analog trivia in the digital age. We've got 43 games and events going on this week. And joined by, as always, to my right is our director of operations and other cool stuff for Bar Rated Entertainment. It is Jill Scott. Jill, how are you doing today?
I am excellent, Rob.
I am wonderful, thank you. And we got a lot of stuff for you this week, including, of course, our phrase of the week, which we will be giving you, our 5-point phrase, as we're going to start calling it, where you'll be able to get those extra 5 points on your trivia games at our upcoming games this week. Of course, again, it is the week of October 30th, 2017. And if you listened to last week's podcast, you know that we talked about how you could maybe be too old for a weekly trivia game, and we had pros and cons of that. I kind of went back a little bit because we do our stuff on the CJet, and it's an older crowd on there, and it really is just depending on how dedicated they are and everything like that. But, I mean, did you have any more thoughts?
No, I was just thinking someday we're going to be old, too, and I'm not going to want to stop.
Well, we'll adjust. I'm still writing them, so it's still going to be stuff that I know. We're going to have to get in with the millennials, as they say. They make our games more millennial, they keep asking. I keep saying no. Bring older people to the games. We also met Captain Bar Rated Trivia in the Question Kid, and we'll be getting more into him later on. You know, we've got more adventures coming your way. And, of course, we did our top 10 team names of the week last week. We'll have more of those this week as well. But it is Halloween week, and we've got some stuff to go over. We're going to be talking about, you know, Halloween today, what it really is. I mean, I don't think it's the way that it was when I was a kid. I don't know about you, but...
Oh, definitely not.
No, we'll get into that. We're going to talk about our favorite scary movies. That's a big thing to do leading up to Halloween. I know you probably have a whole list of them that you could think of.
I've only really gotten into scary movies much more recently.
Okay, well, you have a basis on them then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to talk about our Halloween trivia schedule that we have up for you. So today being Monday, October 30th, Halloween is tomorrow. And at today's games and tomorrow's games, Tuesday the 31st, we're going to have a very special Halloween game, all Halloween spooky questions, and we'll be doing, I think it's a Name That Scary Movie song that we'll be doing as well. So we'll play music. You got to tell us what movie they're from for our audio rounds, and we'll be mixing it up at all of our different places. But I was saying, and I'm going to leave it up to the hosts, like you'll be hosting a game at Park and Oak tomorrow on Tuesday, and then you got the game on the 30th, which would be at Margaritas. So,
right.
I mean, you as a host, are you going to give extra points if they come in with like your teams with cool costumes or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to give out extra points for costumes. I'm still thinking about whether or not I'm going to bring extra special prizes for like best costume. I think I might. Just to give incentive for people to dress up. So if you're listening to this on Monday and thinking about coming to my game at Park and Oak on Tuesday, there might be some extra swag in it for you.
Perfect. And definitely we'll be trick-or-treating. We'll have candy out for everybody to grab. And
yes.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I'm not hosting a game on Halloween. I might actually be here at the Bar Rated headquarters, and I take my lights and I put, you know, strobe lights up, and we give candy. And that'll get into what we're talking about next, which is, you know, Halloween today. But definitely, if you're going out to our games, have fun. Take pictures. Post them up on our Facebook page. You know, you can send it to Bar Rated what's our emails? Bar Rated Podcast at gmail.com. We have so many different emails, but no, the Bar Rated Podcast at gmail.com email. Send it to us. If you got pictures you're out, we'd love to see them. We'll feature them on our Facebook page and website as well. So with Halloween, you know, we're getting into the spirit of it, but Halloween today. Now, I mean, I go out to Target in Walmart, all these other places, they've already got the Christmas crap out.
Oh, yeah. And I love seeing the Christmas crap right next to the Halloween crap, side by side.
Well, the Christmas stuff was almost out, like, first. Like, it was in that aisle. Like, you don't see it. You know, Target's got that back corner where they start squeaking everything in there. But, like, they didn't even have the costumes out yet. Then it's not even Thanksgiving, and it's all that. I mean, is it the same way it is
well, it's not the same way. I don't even know what I'm asking.
No, it's definitely not.
People used to dress up their houses, and you didn't just know that they were giving away candy
right
back in the day because their light was on like it is now. But it was like, oh, that house, I'm almost afraid to go to that house. And it was one after another.
Yeah.
Did you guys dress it up when you were younger?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. I still do. I love to. I'm probably going to be dressed up at my game tomorrow night. Haven't decided what I'm wearing yet. Last minute. You know me, as always.
Yeah. You got that big T-Rex costume, but it'll be tough to do a whole game in that.
Yeah, because I can't really breathe in that thing.
Talking about that big inflatable T-Rex costume. Jill's got one of those.
It's got no air holes, kind of like Grenade Head Gary. So
you'd be like, question number four.
Yeah, I don't
could have heard it.
And I don't think I'd be able to, like, you know, make it into my seat in that thing, but you never know.
It's an option. It's an option.
It's an option.
Yeah, like I said, I'll probably, I've got that night off. It's a busy day of games. So Tuesdays, I mean, we have, I think, 18 games going on Tuesday. I've lost count at this point. I just make sure they happen. And, so I've got to be almost on the cell phone waiting for something to go wrong. But I'll probably be home and get some candy for the kids. I dress the dog up. We put Vader up. And the scariest thing is that we leave the door open with the lights so people know to come. But I leave the gate open, too. The screen door is closed. But then when the doorbell rings, Vader comes and scares the kids because I got a big, like, 75-pound hound who's a sweetheart.
You should get him a spider costume.
A spider
and
costume?
Just, like, set him loose. And, like,
I have it. He looks like a pterodactyl. I got him. Spider. He's got wings and a little hat and everything. And, yeah, I just had it for years. I keep throwing it on him. But, yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't the way that it was before. And, I mean, if I had kids, I don't know how I would think about it either at the same point. Because, again, who do you trust in this world when you're going to strangers' houses and getting candy? But, you know, let's hope at least everybody is not a creep and is cool this Halloween. And if you are going out with your kids, and I know we got a bunch of hosts that are taking the day off as well. Of course, you have for a night off. We've got people that we put in. I don't want to keep anybody from going and hanging out with their family. So happy Halloween and be safe to you if you are, in fact, going out to do that. And because it's really we're too old to trick or treat now at this point. Right. I mean, we're not that old. Right?
I don't know. My favorite thing to do for adults when I am home on Halloween, they're taking their kids around, they come to my house. I have a separate bucket of nips set aside for the parents.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're taking the time, they're doing something good for their kids, and I want to make sure the adults are happy,
but
too.
But at what age is it, like, I know sometimes I see, like, high school kids that come up, and, I mean, I live right by a college, so sometimes I'll get college kids. But, like, if you're in your 30s, and I haven't heard of anybody doing this, but say... Like,
Rob, I need coverage for my game tomorrow. You and me should go trick-or-treating.
And just all everybody goes out to all the bars and everything. I mean, it's a pregame for going out to a Halloween thing. Like, I don't know what I would do, though, at that point if a bunch of adults came to the door trick-or-treat, like... Well, you got the costume on. All right. Like,
I'd probably crap myself and think like I was about to get murdered.
And again, that's what comes into Halloween being a very dangerous yet fun holiday. So if you have any, we'd love to hear your feedback too. Again, barratedpodcast@gmail.com. If you go out with your friends and you're over the age of, let's say, 25, we'll put it there. I want a group picture of you guys, or a video of you guys going and trick or treating. But all right. So. The last topic as we go is we got still our free point phrase of the week coming up, the 5-point phrase, and also our top 10 trivia names, which I got some good ones. I'll get into where they came from as well, because we got some vintage names coming out now. So the last topic, just it being a Halloween game, and I hope you like our spooky music playing behind this, and because I am going to add it in later. There's nothing playing right now. We're going to do some post-production. Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe it's funnier me talking about it and not, because, again, we're live. And but something that we're going to be doing as our audio round this week, which we do every single Halloween, and something that's big with the season, are scary movies. Now, you said you just got into them, Jill.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I remember the last, like, series of scary movies I ever watched were the Saw ones.
I hate those.
I do now, too. And for me, at least, I started thinking, like, what kind of person and group of people get together that want to make an eyeball squirting and all this stuff hanging out? Actually,
exactly.
Come in to write a story like that. So for me, hey, you want to watch it? That's all well and good. I know Tristan, one of our hosts, is like super scary movie guy.
I see his posts all the time.
Oh,
like
he
the
loves
houses
it.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Tristan,
loves
who does
it.
The Hop Knot in Southington and Bears in downtown Hartford, and it's. I can't do the gore.
Right.
I mean, I could watch Walking Dead, though.
It's a little different.
It is. It is. It's not really scary. It's more, you know.
I don't like gore for gore's sake. It's not my
okay,
thing.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
I love, in terms of horror movies, I love a good psychological horror. I love something that's going to just like okay. destroy me.
Right.
No, I don't think it's technically qualified as a horror movie. My favorite that I've seen recently.
Well, we said scary movies. But
scary,
yeah.
Was Mother. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it. You just need to see it. I went in knowing nothing.
Yeah.
And it destroyed me for a good week. Like, I was so just emotionally jacked up. Like, I know how I felt about the movie, but I didn't know how I felt about myself and life. Like, it was so.
Oh, you learned something.
No,
about,
it was okay. so claustrophobic and, like, really amped up
that.
My anxiety.
Oh, yeah. I can't do Christmas. That's scary.
But it was excellent. Like, yeah, I really okay. loved it. I love a good psychological thriller.
Like,
that's
I couldn't
what really
watch
gets me going.
It. Like, so maybe I could do that. I,
see, it wasn't that scary.
It's about I am afraid of one, two things: sharks,
okay,
and clowns.
All right.
So if a shark with clown makeup ever came up on me, like, it would be the worst thing ever. But
and there's your Halloween costume
exactly,
idea, kids.
Exactly. Yes. clown shark. But I just can't do it. I can't do it at all. But, I mean, but yeah, with scary movies, I can't even think. Like, I remember when I was a kid that I probably talk about it a bunch. Ghostbusters is one of, like, my favorite things. If I had a tattoo, it would probably be a Ghostbusters tattoo.
Okay.
But as a kid, I can never watch it. If you know the original movie, we're not talking about that BS piece of crap that came out, you know, a couple of years ago. But the original one, where they're in the basement and when that the librarian ghost gets all big and scary and everything,
yeah.
where they go up, I always had to fast forward that one part because that was like the scariest thing in the entire world. I couldn't get past that. And I don't know. I like action movies and Spider-Man and Batman. I don't watch many scary movies, but I do. I mean, I remember at least when the Blair Witch first came out and all those first person ones, those would really get
oh,
you.
Yeah.
The claustrophobic.
I love those. They released the sequel to that last year.
I heard, yeah.
And it was still pretty terrifying.
Now, do you know anybody that's like, you know, I know some people, like, again, we'll bring Tristan. I wish he was here. But that, like, leading up to Halloween, I got to watch this movie and get through all the Halloweens and all the Freddy Kruegers. I mean, there's the classics. I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
like those House of a Thousand Corpses, those kind of, like, slasher ones where it's not, like, again, gore for gore's sake, but... You know, it's more of just like who's next kind of
yeah,
situation.
See, those are
those.
All the ones I never watched because the first time I watched a scary movie, I was way too young for it.
Yeah.
And it wrecked me. So I'm like, no, I can't do.
Oh, I know that
I
feeling.
Can't do Chucky. Like, dolls terrify me. So on my list of fears,
see,
it's clowns.
I used to watch all those.
Dolls,
I just don't anymore.
And like spiders. None of those things. So, like, I never watched the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Yeah,
I never watched the Chucky
those.
Movies, the Friday the
13th. Chucky, I could see that. That could ruin a person. But yeah, I mean, they're all classics. Freddy versus Jason, that was a good one.
See, I could probably go back. I could go back and watch them now. I've grown a bit, but
yeah, exactly.
But I still don't know if I could handle Chucky.
Well, what's your favorite scary movie? Maybe we'll be playing the theme song from it in this week's game. So, and again, let us know, barratedpodcast@gmail.com. And also, if you email us this week and say, I want free shit, we'll give you some Thomas Hooker free brew passes as well to go check out the brewery in Bloomfield. Of course, we do a game there the first Thursday of every month. We'll be doing one this week, actually. We'll be there this Thursday. We'll talk about that coming up in our schedule. And then also, we've got the game at the Colt building, their new brew pub down there, the Thomas Hooker Brewery. So that is our topics for this week, which means we have coming for you next. Do you know what's next, Jill? Do you know? Do you
I'm
know
hoping
what's
it's
ever?
My favorite part of every
is
show
it your
now.
Favorite part? What you get to throw in
there? Top 10 team names.
You get to do the top 10 team names of the weekend. We'll start off. Let's see, Jill. What is number 10?
Scotty doesn't know.
Scotty doesn't know.
Your writing is horrendous.
I know. It is pretty bad.
Almost as bad as the math.
Now, I will tell you this. These are vintage. I went into the vault of old. I've kept every single score sheet for 6 years. So these are some older names. So here we go.
Scotty doesn't knock, but also.
That works too. Oh, yeah. That's why the scrunchie's on the door, right? All right. Number 9.
The Tickle Tits.
The Tickle Tits. All right.
I like that one. And number 8. Metal Gear Flaccid.
It's a dick joke, get it? Metal Gear Solid, the game. Metal Gear Flaccid.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And number 7, and in first place.
That one's always funny because they're usually bad. So you'd be like, a team in first place is in last place.
And number 6, Moe Lester.
There's always a good when you take a name and turn it into two. There you go. Moe Lester, number six. Number five.
Three dicks and a chick.
Again, easy to find the table. Process of elimination.
Number four.
Not really any day. It could be three dicks and it could be four girls sitting at the table.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. It's 2017. Why not?
All right.
There you go. Number four.
Someone please pay our tab.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen unless you win.
Oh, I like number three, Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Bed Bath and Beyonce. Number three, always a good one, an oldie but a goodie. And number two.
Low jobs are better than no jobs. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Low jobs are better than no jobs. And our number one team name of the week is...
Hawaii's Dwindling Goth Scene.
Hawaii's Dwindling Goth Scene, guys, because they're not pale because they get too much sun, so there's not many goth kids that are sitting around all
pale. I think we should campaign to bring the goth scene back to Hawaii.
Bring goth back to Hawaii. Marilyn Manson, we need your help for that. That's for damn sure. So, well, there you go. We did it. Number five.
This might be our shortest one yet. Look at us.
What are we doing now on time? We're recording this. I will tell you, I am on my way to go see Guns N' Roses. We do record this a week before, so I'm headed out to the
expo. Giving out our secrets.
We told it last week anyways. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you want to be part of the show, always could contact us. We need to give you, though, our five-point phrase. Our show is coming to an end. We've got to give you this five-point phrase. It's what you're going to write on your trivia answer sheets to get that extra 5 points, give you a leg up. People have been complaining, like, hey, would I have won if I had that five-point phrase? And the answer is, did you lose by more than 5 points? Which would be yes, and that means, well, start listening to podcasts. There's a skip button. I don't care if you listen to the whole thing. We had 150 downloads last week. Yeah. So we're killing
it. People are getting those points, man.
People are getting those points, and we appreciate it. So let us know what you think also with our email. We'll tell you that again. But our five-point question of the week, make sure you keep this secret safe. You don't want to tell anybody. Your five-point phrase is spooky. It's Halloween. It's a spooky. You like that?
I wish you could see him right now.
Spooky. It's an old CCC reference again, if you remember what The Rock was. All right, so there you go. That is our show. Here is our schedule in our featured trivia games for the week. Again, it's October 30th, 2017. What do we got? We still got new games going. Hop Knot in Southington, Margaritas in East Hartford. That's a newer start time.
We are changing our time. Sign-ups are starting at 7:30, and game starts at 8.
Exactly. Hooker at Colt, that's a new one, too. Tuesday, new games. The Orange Ale House, go down there and check out that what they got going on with Colt as your host. Mezzo Grill in Middletown, Studio Kid is over there. Oh, that sounds like shit. Whatever. There we go. I just knocked something. We're good. Mezzo Grill Tuesdays. We're doing it live. A new games tavern at Keeney Park in Windsor. That's at 6:30 game. You can go in there and check that out at the golf course. Of course, Brother Jimmy's Barbecue. That's a Wednesday game. We've also got the Hops Company. Like, we just got rushed right into this place in Derby. This place is an indoor beer garden. I haven't even been there yet. But Sean's going to be taking that over on Wednesdays. And it's going to be an 8 o'clock game. It's an already set up game. Apparently, they need a new host, so they called us in there. So the Hops Company, THC, in Derby. If you've never heard of the place, check it out. Like, we're excited to be there, and we'll be talking more about them coming up soon. And, of course, the Thomas Hooker Brewery. We're going to be there this week, November 2nd. So come down and hang out with me. I'll be your host there. And, of course, Fort Eat and Drink in Farmington. That's a new game as well. That's a 7:30 game on Thursdays. And NFL Sunday football, of course, always at Chicago Sam's. And down at the World of Beer in West Hartford. So, there's your schedule. Thanks again to Jill. Hang out with her. Where? At Park and Oak?
Park and Oak?
Yep. Dress up. Halloween party. Come out there tomorrow. Thomas Hooker Brewery. There are sponsors. If you email us at barratedpodcast@gmail.com, you are going to get some free, what are they? Passes. Tours passes. Go there and drink beer. Free beer. Free beer. Free beer. So email us, barratedpodcast@gmail.com. We'll take the first five emails saying, I want free beer. How about that? Barratedpodcast@gmail.com. First five people will give you a four-pack of passes to go check out the brewery because we can.
Email right now.
Yep, there you go.
So now the next four of you.
There you go. Simplecast and iTunes where you can listen to this. Just search Bar Rated Radio. Also, thanks again to the Sports Element Podcast. You can listen to that every single Friday. You hear all the good sports stuff with Joe, and you can download that right there on Simplecast as well. So that is the show. Rob Goldberg right here. Bar Rated Trivia's fifth podcast trivia game week of October 30th, 2017. They're getting quicker, but we can't wait till they get longer because we want to do this.
We've just been short on time the last 2 weeks.
We are. Any further things that you want to add, Miss Jill?
No, I'm good. I'm loving doing this. I'm loving meeting the peoples and having a great time.
Yes, I am very happy to have you as part of this too. We bid you adieu. Again, your special 5-point phrase of the week this week is
spooky.
Spooky. Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, that being said, let's get into our last song, and it is, it's a heavy song. We're going to play it again as we end with one of our friends' songs every single week here on the Bar Rated Podcast. Dead by Wednesday, again from you from their CD, The Darkest of Angels. Here is Darkest of Angels. Check it on out. New band out of New Haven, Connecticut, Dead by Wednesday, Opus. We love you. We'll see you next week. It'll be a better show. The darkness of the souls that fly.